in the show, and you all know it, when I ask Kevin to give that offer one more time.
888-320-7517, Detroit to Dallas, yours free.
Give Kevin a call, 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. Kevin, let's do it again next week.
Absolutely.
For Kevin Todd and engineer Mike Parnell, I'm Randy Rosenblum. Until next time, may all your bets be winning ones against the spread.
Sports lives here. WQAM Miami, WPOW HD2 Miami, WKIS HD2 Boca Raton, the home of the Heat, Hurricanes, Panthers, and Inter Miami.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
And Odyssey Station. This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blagans.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. As the voiceover said, Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey over the course of the next hour. Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. And, well, as always, we've got a busy show coming your way. First and foremost, we hope to see you out at Amerant Bank Arena tonight. Last night, we had over 19,700 in the building as the Panthers beat the New York Rangers 4-3. It was a third straight win for the Panthers. We will recap the last week of Panthers action here in just a moment, by the way. We'll hear highlights and reaction from all three Panthers wins that have taken place since the last time we spoke to you on a Panthers Insider Show. But tonight at 7, the Panthers rounding out this quick little homestand against the Montreal Canadiens. It is the last Panthers game of the 2023 calendar year, so a happy new year to all of you in advance. Hopefully everybody has had a great holiday season. Tonight, the Panthers and the Montreal Canadiens, 7 o'clock opening faceoff from Amerant Bank Arena. We're on the air with Panthers preview at 6:30. If you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, we'll be on the air on AM 790 WAXY. That's where you can find us tonight. But as always, folks, get the Panthers app. Download the Panthers app. If you don't have it yet, what are you waiting for? Top right corner of the main screen, there's a button that says radio. That takes all the guesswork out of it. You'll get our broadcast each and every night right there on the Panthers app. So download the Panthers app. The NHL app makes it so easy to find us. SiriusXM channel 932 on your app and streaming platforms from SiriusXM. You've always got us there. Lots of different places to listen. And also on our great radio affiliates across the Panthers radio network. I mentioned tonight, AM 790 WAXY in South Florida, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 in the Treasure Coast area. Lots of different places to get your Panthers hockey. And of course, the Panthers and the Canadians tonight, 7 o'clock faceoff. We'd love to see you there. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, and 954-835-PUCK. That's where to go to get your tickets. The Panthers will head on the road after this one. So 7 o'clock tonight against Montreal at home, and then a four-game trip starts up on Tuesday night. The Panthers will play their first game of the 2024 calendar year when they visit the Arizona Coyotes. That's going to be a 9 o'clock Eastern time start on Tuesday. Thursday, another Cup Final rematch. The Panthers will be out in Vegas Thursday at 10 o'clock Eastern. And then a week from today, 4 o'clock Eastern, the Panthers will be in Colorado to take on the Avalanche. And a week from Tuesday, they'll round out the trip. The Panthers will be on the road against the St. Louis Blues, 8 Eastern on Tuesday the 9th. The next Panthers home game after tonight, well, it kicks off a run of 5 consecutive home games, 6 out of 7 at home, when the Panthers get back to Amerant Bank Arena to take on the LA Kings on Thursday, January 11th. And by the way, that's a homestand that includes games against LA, New Jersey, Anaheim, Detroit, and Minnesota. The Minnesota game on January 19th is Star Wars night, by the way, so put that one down on your calendar. You don't want to miss it. But busy stretch of time, busy stretch of hockey coming up for the Panthers as January gets into full swing. But tonight at 7, it's the Panthers and the Montreal Canadiens, Amerant Bank Arena, 7 o'clock faceoff, and we hope to see you there. If we don't, We'll talk to you across the Panthers radio network, beginning with Panthers Preview at 6:30 in the Panthers app, your one-stop shop to find us each and every night. We'll get into reviewing the week that was in just a moment. Folks, celebrate 30 years of Panthers hockey with our Thursday Decade Nights. Thursday, January 11th, that'll be 90s night. Thursday, March 7th, 2000s night. Thursday, March 28th is 2010s night. Score your special 30th anniversary three-game ticket pack today and collect all three limited edition Decade Night pucks. Go to floridapanthers.com/offers to get your package today. Well, the Panthers have won three straight games after a victory over the New York Rangers last night at Amerant Bank Arena. Again, 19-7-26 on hand last night. We thank each and every one of you if you were on hand last night in person at Amerant Bank Arena. And of course, we hope to see you out there again very soon, perhaps as soon as tonight. But the Panthers have had great crowds all week. They've had great performances all week. Since the last time we talked to you on Panthers Insider, the Panthers started off this week that has led to a three-game win streak with a victory over the Vegas Golden Knights. It was a Stanley Cup Final rematch a week ago today, a matinee contest at Amerant Bank Arena. It was the last game before the holiday break for the Panthers and the Golden Knights. And both teams were coming off losses. Both teams wanted to rebound. Both teams wanted to get up on Christmas morning feeling good about themselves. And it was the Panthers who came out with a 4-2 win. Here are the highlights as they air on the Florida Panthers radio network from the Panthers 4-2 win over Vegas 1 week ago.
Now here on the near side of the ice for Hagee, on for Bennett. In he goes near side of the circle. A shot, he scores! Sam Bennett ties the game! A short side wrister gets by Patera. It's 1-1 with 11:02 to go here in the second. Off the faceoff, win. Panthers have a long drive, and they score right off the faceoff. Forsling let it rip from the left point. May have taken a deflection out in front, and the Panthers take their first lead of the afternoon. It's 2-1. Threaded out to the front of the net for Reinhardt. He recovers control out to the line for Montour. Near circle for Hagee. A shot, he scores! A power play goal. The Panthers take a 3-2 lead. Carter Hagee lets it rip upstairs. Sent out to the right point, Tkachuk. Into the right circle, handed out to the corner, Barkov. Barkov in front of Reinhardt. Turnaround shot, he scores! Off the post and in! And the Panthers take a 4-2 lead, another power play goal!
On the previous play, there was no whistle. Time has expired, the game is over.
There we go.
Well, there you have it, the final seconds. Amid all of that, they tick away. And the Panthers, in this rematch of the Cup Final, get the win. 4-2, the final score on the strength of a couple of third-period power play goals. And the Panthers will go into the break on a winning note.
And go into the break on a winning note, they did. The Panthers, winners there over Vegas. That was 1 week ago at Amerant Bank Arena, a 4-2 final in front of 19,364. The first matchup for the Panthers and the Golden Knights since the Cup Final back in the spring. And themes that you'll come to realize became the norm over the course of the week. And, well, some of these have been the norm over the course of the season. Multi-point games in that win. Alexander Barkov, couple of assists. Matthew Tkachuk, couple of assists. Same goes for Brandon Montour. Carter Verhaeghe, a goal and an assist in that win over Vegas. And, well, in mentioning the victory over the Golden Knights, here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. After that one, before the Panthers would resume action following the break, talking about getting the win against Vegas going into the time off.
Oh, for sure, it's the longest stretch of hockey that we'll play without a break. And maybe it's a mental break, so middle of September to December till Christmas, you are after pretty good, and then you get your All-Star break. And then there's a mental break between, 16 teams go home, and then there's that mental break before playoffs start. So this was the first media, the first one, and because that's very important.
And Paul Maurice right there. And, well, when you think about it, and exactly what Paul Maurice just said, maybe it goes a little bit understated, but from the time training camp starts up until that Christmas break, that is really one big sprint. I know it's the start of the season in the National Hockey League, but it's the longest run of time without a break. Of course, coming up out of the break, you're going to have your All-Star break, your bye week, things like that. But from the start of camp all the way through Christmas, that is one big push, and the Panthers put themselves themselves into a good spot in the standings. So coming off that win against Vegas, the Panthers would go to Tampa for a one-game road trip across the state. And the Panthers and the Lightning seeing each other for the first time this season. It was the Panthers who came out on top. And here's how the action sounded on the Panthers Radio Network.
Long shot from the point, they score! And Aaron Ekblad let that go from the right point. It may have been tipped on the way in, and the Panthers have the first one here tonight. Ekblad with a wrist shot from out at the right point. Fools Vasilevsky. It made its way through the traffic, and the Panthers are on the board with 15:44 to go here in the opening frame.
Forsling kept it down low. Now Reinhardt at the far point. He'll play one down to that far corner. Barkov there to Rodriguez. Out front, a shot, and they score! And it's Sam Reinhardt from right out in front. Reinhardt buries it early in the second period. It's 2-0 Panthers, and Sam Reinhardt adds to his team-leading total, his 20th of the campaign. And Reinhardt pulls it back. Mikkola winds it around near side to the line. Barkov able to push it out of the zone. Muscles it up the near boards. And Reinhardt brings it into the offensive end. Gets by the defense. Reinhardt out front. A shot. He scores! A shorthanded goal. And Sam Reinhardt goes top shelf past Vasilevsky. A great individual effort to work his way to the front of the net. And he goes upstairs. And the Panthers take a 3-1 lead. Barkov, Reinhardt behind the net, side of the goal, out in front. Oh, what a save. Vasilevsky to deny Rodriguez, but the horn sounds and the final seconds tick away. And the Panthers win tonight here in Tampa, 3-2 the final score. The Panthers get a great performance across the board. They put an exclamation point on Paul Maurice's 1,800th game behind an NHL bench. Sergei Bobrovsky outstanding, a 28-save win. And the game-winning goal ends up being Sam Reinhardt's third period shorthanded tally. Sam Reinhardt with two goals to power the offense this evening, and the Panthers top their cross-state rivals 3-2 the final score here tonight at Amalie Arena.
So for the Panthers, a 3-2 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning back on Wednesday, coming out of the holiday break. And, well, the Panthers in that one, a two-goal game from Sam Reinhardt, who was also plus three in the win. Alexander Barkov, three more assists for him. He was plus three in the victory. Aaron Ekblad opened the scoring as well. So some more big games across the board. And Sergei Bobrovsky, you got to hand it to him, another win in net. And there were some huge saves that he made, whether it be early in that game or late in the contest against Tampa Bay to help preserve the victory. But the Panthers got a second straight win. So they got the victory over Tampa Bay. Here was Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on the victory over the Lightning and what he liked from that.
I liked our game. I didn't look at a lot of times. Maybe some sharpness by both teams was a little bit off, but not that it was necessarily noticeable. Both teams, the rivalry part is really good for that game after the break. That gets everybody heart rate up. And then the proximity and the standings, right? So this is playoff implications. I mean, you like to think you had a decent start to the season. You're 8 games over 500, which gives you 3 points into the playoffs. So it's going to be tight all the way through.
Paul Maurice right there, and congratulations to him. That was his 1,800th game behind a National Hockey League bench, and it was a win for the Panthers. 3-2 was the final score. So the Panthers, they were winners of two straight at that point, and they went into another big test last night against the New York Rangers, a game the Panthers never trailed. And last night, the Panthers won by a 4-3 score at Amerant Bank Arena. Here's how it all sounded on the Panthers Radio Network.
The Rangers unable to clear. Wheeler couldn't get it out. Here on the near boards, it's Reinhardt dumped over by Schneider. The puck goes to the line. Mikkola down along the near wall into the circle. Rodriguez, a shot, he scores! Evan Rodriguez! Short side pass, quick, and the Panthers strike first with 1:15 to go. Here in the opening frame, it's 1-0. And out of that scrum, Verhaeghe comes away with the puck, plays it behind the net. Barkov is there. Barkov out in front, a chance, and they score! Barkov centered it to Reinhardt, and the Panthers take a 2-0 lead with 12:48 to play in the second. What a pass from Barkov. What a finish from Sam Reinhardt in front. Barkov out to the near point. Backs across the line. Down to the near circle, Tkachuk. Tkachuk up top, Barkov straight on. Barkov a shot. It's tipped. They score! And the Panthers take a 3-2 lead. A power play goal. Sam Reinhardt right out in front. Got a piece of it. Goodrow backhand up the near wall. Forsling kept it in long. Shot in front. Save made by Quick with traffic. being provided there by Tkachuk, and now it's Tkachuk. Banks it out to the near point, back to 5-on-5. Long shot, Forsling, and that one takes a bounce in front. Turn on, they score! They score! It's Carter Verhaeghe out of the high slot. He found the loose puck, and he spun it past Quick, and the Panthers take a 4-3 lead. The Rangers rushing along quickly. Trocheck over the Panthers' line. Panarin, long shot. It's wide, and the final seconds tick away. And the Panthers top the New York Rangers tonight. 4-3, the final, and the Panthers have won three consecutive games. All over NHL heavyweights, a big win for the Panthers tonight on home ice in regulation over the New York Rangers, 4-3 the final.
A huge test and a huge test passed for the Panthers last night. Their first matchup this season against the New York Rangers, and it was a 4-3 win. We'll get to where this placed the Panthers in the standings in just a moment. But again, another game, and this has been a theme, we've talked about it, but another game where the Panthers had a number of big-time offensive performances throughout the evening. And, well, a 4-3 win for the Panthers a night ago as far as some of those big performances. Another three-assist game, another plus-two game for Alexander Barkov, two more goals for Sam Reinhart, building on his team-leading total, two more assists for Matthew Tkachuk, Carter Verhaeghe, another multi-point game for the Panthers. So a 4-3 win for the Panthers, another victory in net for Sergei Bobrovsky, who was outstanding once again. Let's get into some reaction from last night's victory. So the Panthers beat the Rangers by a 4-3 score first. Here is Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. Said it was an exciting game last night, that win over the Rangers.
I think it was a really exciting game. There was some high-end offense at both ends, like really good shooters, some great saves, and then a whole bunch that just missed. So it felt even. Like you get after two, you had a two-goal lead. That's a game that you never really feel that there's a lead, where you just have to lock it down, because both teams still generated an awful lot toward the end of it. But to answer your question, there wasn't necessarily emotional momentum shifts that you see in games, because there was offense being had by both teams, and neither team could really capture much momentum in the game. Right? Even if you had it, even at the lead, they're still getting some chances, but so are you. So it just felt like a really good game.
And it was entertaining, and we talked about it, Billy Lindsay and I did, during the broadcast. But if those two teams met in a playoff series, that series could be something. And with both of them in the Eastern Conference, both playing as well as they are, certainly not outside the realm of possibility. Both teams are certainly contenders in the Eastern Conference. And last night, it was the Panthers who got the upper hand. Now, those two teams don't play again, the Panthers and the Rangers, until March, and both of those games will be at Madison Square Garden. So last night was the only Rangers visit to Sunrise for the regular season. Some more reaction from last night's victory. And by the way, it was a third straight Panthers win. We'll talk about where it puts him in the standings in just a moment. Also, congratulations to Alexander Barkov, as he is now tied with Jonathan Huberdeau for the Panthers' all-time assist lead. It's only a matter of time before Alexander Barkov sits in the top spot in really every category for everything for the Panthers franchise history. But last night, three more assists for him, so he stays red hot. Let's get into hearing from another guy who had a multi-point game last night, Carter Verhaeghe, who scored the eventual game winner. This is Carter Verhaeghe, who always seems to come up with a goal when the team needs one. He had the eventual game winner. Here he is on the victory over the Rangers last night.
Yeah, I think it was a big one. I mean, I probably had a lot of chances in that third period, and our line was good in the third. But it was nice to get that one and get the win for sure. Yeah, they're obviously a great team. They have a ton of skill, and it's obviously really hard to contain them. But I think we're just kind of focusing on what we do and day to day, and we're trying to build our game, get ready for the season and hopefully the playoffs. And that's kind of what we're building around. We're just kind of just focusing on what we can do. But when we play competitive games like that, it's always fun.
So Carter Verhaeghe of the Panthers, and another big goal for him a night ago to help propel the Panthers to a victory over the New York Rangers. And one last bit of reaction from last night from the locker room post game. Here is Panthers forward Matthew Tkachuk, who had a couple of assists in last night's contest, with his thoughts on the win over the Rangers.
Well, I think that, you know, it's 3-3. They have all the momentum, and your captain, you don't know if he's coming back or if he's out or not. For us to come back a few shifts later and get the what turned out to be the game winner, that's huge. And against a big powerhouse like them, I mean, leading the Eastern Conference and as much firepower as they have, I thought that we did a pretty good job for most of the night, and I think that once we made it 4-3, I thought we played really well. Yeah, I mean, when we're leading in the third, we should shut it down at the beginning of the period. Not definitely don't want to give them one on the power play or shorthanded for them. So stuff we got to learn, you know, learn about, and we just got to fix a few things there with the power play in that last one. But I thought, you know, we got a goal, which was huge, and I thought our PK was really well.
So Matthew Tkachuk of the Panthers a night ago, that was in the locker room last night after the win over the New York Rangers. So that sets the Panthers up now for a game tonight against the Montreal Canadiens to round out this homestand. The Panthers coming in tonight 21-12-2, part of a busy slate across the National Hockey League, and we'll tell you about some of the action coming up across the rest of the league a little bit later on here in Panthers Insider. But the Panthers bringing in a mark of 21-12-2 to tonight's contest, 11-5-0 the home record. Montreal, they're in a bit of a transition. I know they're kind of in the midst of their rebuild, but I think it's moving along more quickly than a lot of people thought it would, and they've been really competitive. They're sitting a game over 500, and, well, they are a pesky opponent, no doubt about it, and they're going to make you work for it every single night, and they can score, and they've got some players having some nice seasons. So the Panthers and the Montreal Canadiens tonight, Amerant Bank Arena is the site of all the action as far as the standings going into tonight's contest in the Atlantic. The Panthers find themselves just 2 points behind the Atlantic Division leading Boston Bruins, 46 points for Boston, 44 points for the Panthers. Now, the Bruins have played two fewer games than the Panthers, so that's something that we'll need to even out if the Panthers are going to jump Boston in the standings. But you can't understate it. The Panthers have positioned themselves in a really good spot. Tonight will be game number 36, so we're gradually approaching the halfway point of the season. And something else that we'll talk more about as the Panthers get onto their road trip over the course of the week, but after this road trip coming up, the Panthers will be done with the Mountain and Pacific time zones. And that, it's a grind now, but it's a scheduling luxury for the Panthers, especially considering the record that they've built this season. Once you get into those late stages of the season and you're in a race for playoff positioning and potentially for a division title, things like that, it's a lot easier to travel north and south within your time zone than to be going east and west from time zone to time zone. And the Panthers are going to have all their games in the Mountain and Pacific time zones for the regular season out of the way by the middle of January. Again, a grind right now, but it's going to be a scheduling luxury, I think, down the road for this team. So we've got George Richards stopping by next segment. We'll talk to him all things Panthers. He covers the Panthers, been doing it for a long time. Florida Hockey Now, NHL.com. Folks, the Panthers app is the brand new home for all things Panthers hockey. Download the Panthers app today at FloridaPanthers.com. Stay up to date on all the latest news, videos, stats, scores, sales, foundation updates, and so much more. It even has a little button in the top right corner of the main screen, says radio. Hit that. You'll get our broadcast for each and every game. So you can go right there and listen to all the action. That's on the Panthers app. If you don't have it, what are you waiting for? Get that Panthers app. And Panthers fans, come to the dark side. Catch your Cats their annual Star Wars night when they take on Minnesota January 19th at 7. Get your ticket package today. Includes a limited edition Star Wars night t-shirt plus a meet and greet with Star Wars characters. Go to FloridaPanthers.com today. So as we roll on here on the Panthers Insider Show, we will take a look at the action across the rest of the league. We'll touch on the standings, touch on tonight's matchup against Montreal a little bit as well. But coming up next, a conversation with George Richards from Florida Hockey Now and NHL.com. We'll talk about last night's win. We'll talk about tonight's game against the Canadiens. We'll also take a little bit of a look back at the first 35 games of the season for the Panthers. That is coming up next. A little check-in with George Richards on the other side of the break. Doug Plagans with you. Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. It's the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey as always on a Saturday morning. We thank you very much for being on board with us. We will be Hearing from George Richards in just a moment. I had a chance to catch up with him a short bit ago for some reaction on the victory last night over the New York Rangers. Looking ahead to the game against Montreal. Lots to get to coming up in just a couple of moments. A reminder, Panthers fans, come to the dark side. Catch your cats their annual Star Wars night when they take on the Minnesota Wild. January 19th at 7. Get your ticket package today. Includes a limited edition Star Wars night t-shirt plus a meet and greet with Star Wars characters. Go to floridapanthers.com today. Day. I mentioned it coming into the show last segment, but just to reiterate, the Panthers do go on the road for four straight after tonight's game against Montreal, so you don't want to miss it. If you can get out to Amerant Bank Arena tonight, I would highly suggest you do. The Panthers are looking for a fourth straight win. It's a matchup against a division foe, always a great atmosphere when Montreal's in town. Panthers looking for a second win in as many nights. 7 o'clock will drop the puck tonight. If you can't make it, we'll have you covered across the Panthers Radio Network, beginning with Panthers Preview at 6:30, and you can find us right there on the Panthers app. Get that Panthers app radio button, top right corner, hit that. You'll be able to hear us from wherever you are. And then the Panthers will begin that road trip coming up on Tuesday night. They'll be in Arizona for a 9 o'clock Eastern time start. Thursday, the Panthers will be in Vegas, 10 o'clock Eastern. Saturday, a week from today, the Panthers will be out in Colorado, 4 o'clock Eastern. And then a week from Tuesday, the Panthers will round out the trip in St. Louis. And that really wraps up the last long trip for the Panthers, both in terms of mileage and time spent on the road. The Panthers will begin a 5-game homestand and a run of 6 of 7 on home ice when they host the LA Kings coming up on January 11th. The homestand that includes games against LA, New Jersey, Anaheim, Detroit, and Minnesota. Also in January, the Coyotes come to town on the 24th. So a lot of home games coming up as we get into mid-January for the Panthers. And you want to make sure you're there for all of it. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets, as I like to say. You want to go to one game or all the games by yourself or with all your friends, we can sort out something that works for you. Well, folks, George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, NHL.com. He's been covering the Panthers for a long time. Good to get his perspective on things. And well, as we get into our conversation with George Richards, the first thing I asked about was what stood out to him in the win over the Rangers last night.
Well, I think just the resilience of this team, the Rangers tied up 3-3, but it felt like they had all the momentum in the world. And a minute later, a minute 20 later, whatever it was, Carter Verhaeghe gives Florida the lead right back. And then the Panthers are like, all right, and clamp down, shut her down. Sergei Bobrovsky, 31 saves, I think he made. I don't remember, but I think it was 31. Just a great game by Sergei, but the Florida defensive unit, their forwards, their defensemen, we've talked about this before. You do not have that sense of worry that I think we used to have in the third when the Panthers were trying to cling to a one-goal lead, and it was, you know, it was just crazy. You were seeing everybody, you know, you knew they were going to give it up. You knew the other team was going to score. You do not get this feeling, and you haven't for a long time. This team can shut you down, play defensive hockey, and it has been impressive.
And in mentioning that, when you mention the Panthers' defense, you and I have talked on a couple of occasions on, off the air. You got to think right now Alexander Barkov is the front runner for the Selke Trophy, and that would be his second if he's able to get one this year as the league's top two-way forward. Yeah. Sam Reinhart, also an outstanding two-way forward. But you look at Barkov and the way he's been able to play this. He obviously leading the team in assists, tied the franchise mark for assists last night. But what he's done defensively, Paul Maurice has mentioned, he says he's playing some of the best hockey he's ever seen him play. And that's lofty praise because this is a guy who's accomplished a ton in this sport already and still has a long way to go. When you look at what Sasha's been able to do this season, how impressed have you been?
Well, last night, Paul Maurice compared him to Matt Sundin as a comparable, and that's pretty high praise. Barkov is, you know, just now now scratching the surface of how good he can be. He owns every record in the Florida Panther book, and he's, what, 28 years old? Something of the that sort. He's in the second year of that eight-year contract. I mean, Florida is getting him at his absolute prime. Yeah, you talk about him winning his second Selke. Barring injury or anything, if he keeps, I think that's one that gets voted on by the Professional Hockey Writers Association, and Barkov is well known enough, and people have been paying attention to his two-way game long enough that I think even last year, if he hadn't gotten hurt and missed 20 games or whatever with the illness and whatever, he would have been a real contender for the Selke last year. This year, again, yeah, just like you said, I think it's his.
So George Richards from Florida Hockey Now, from NHL.com, here with us, kind enough to stop by. How about the season Sam Reinhart has put together? A couple of goals again last night. He's leading the team in power play goals. He's got the two shorthanded goals that the Panthers have scored this season. We'll talk more about that penalty kill in just a little bit. But even with Sam Reinhart, it even goes beyond the points, doesn't it? Because he's contributed. You talk about the way Barkov contributes in a lot of different ways. You can talk about Sam Reinhart some of the same way.
Oh, absolutely. You look at Sam Reinhart, 23 goals. What, 10 on the power play?
Yep.
I think the Panthers have 10 outside of Reinhart. They have 10 combined in Reinhart. Yeah, so Reinhart's been absolutely terrific. Like Paul Murray said, he's also out there killing penalties. You know, he does everything for the Panthers, and he's just such a well-rounded player. You saw that in Buffalo. I think, you know, he kind of got overlooked at times. I mean, he was such a high draft pick, and there was a lot of pressure on him, and he played for a bad team up there, but whatever. You've seen this guy evolve into a true, dominant, two-way player. Playing with Sasha Barkov doesn't hurt, but you saw him last year with Anton Lundell impress. The streakiness that he had the last couple years, not there. He seems to get a point. If he goes two games in a row without getting a point, you're like, ooh. Now he's getting multiple points every night.
His streak this season has been from game one on.
Yes, he's just been lighting it up. And in talking to him, I mean, he's just like a kid in a candy store playing with a guy like Barkov. Even Evan Rodriguez, the style he plays really seems to suit Barkov and Reinhart. He's just grinning from ear to ear because he knows. This is the time of year where he starts getting going. I mean, he's got 24 goals in the bank, right? I mean, is it 24, 23, whatever, 23? He's got 23 goals 35 games in. Not too bad. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, NHL.com, kind enough to stop by on a Saturday morning for Panthers Insider. So the Panthers, they've won three straight. Now looking ahead to this game tonight against the Montreal Canadiens, what do you envision as the keys here when the Panthers hit the ice against Montreal? These last three, and not to take anything away from the Canadiens, the last three, though, have been measuring stick games against teams that are, whether it's the reigning Stanley Cup champion or a team that recently won a couple of cups in Tampa Bay or a team that has solidified itself as a contender in the New York Rangers. Those last three were measuring stick games. This next one, it's going to be a game against a slightly more rested team. They didn't play last night, Montreal. They're a team that is rebuilding but making a ton of progress. They've been really competitive this season. What's your key tonight for the Panthers against Montreal?
They have to take Montreal seriously. That's one of the problems here. They are coming off the back-to-back. You expect the first 10 minutes Florida will come out because they want to show that, hey, we're not tired, that kind of thing. But you can't let Montreal into the game. They've been absolutely embarrassed by the Florida Panthers the past couple years. Last year, Florida took all four games. It wasn't even close. This year, they beat them 5-1 in Montreal. So the Canadiens, they're going to be talking about that going into the game. Montreal has a lot to prove against Florida. They are a young up-and-coming team. They are a very competitive team. Even that game against Florida, the score was 5-1, but you know, Montreal played, you know, pretty good through big chunks of it. They can play a little hockey, and they can come in here and beat the Panthers. There's no doubt about it. They can come in here and win. So Florida's got to take them seriously, not only get off to a good start, but sustain that throughout. And then we'll see what happens.
George Richards here with us. George, last time we talked to you was actually before the puck dropped, before game one. I believe we were during the preseason last time we talked to you on Panthers Insider.
We're talking about cereal.
We were talking about cereal. I remember that conversation. So looking ahead, or looking back now, I should say, as far as the first, you know, coming up on half of the season here. So yeah, looking back on the first, after last night, was 35 games already for the Panthers. On those first 35 games, just getting a feeling from you on the way this team has come out this season. They built this 21-12-2 record, really picking up right where they left off last year in that playoff run in a lot of different ways. Some of the items I wanted to get to. Do you have a guy that maybe has come in and really impressed you as far as maybe the new guy, somebody who's maybe in your mind been a pleasant surprise? What's really stood out for you, some of the overarching themes from the early part of the season?
Well, first off, we'll always have Coral Springs. Those were good days. That's what I think of, Doug. I think of Coral Springs. You look at the Panthers. We talked at the beginning of the year. Hey, there's one good thing. I mean, yeah, the Panthers have some injuries going into this year. But the one good thing is it took them half of last season to kind of figure out what Paul Maurice wanted. And then they completely bought in during the playoffs. So at least Paul Maurice doesn't really have to teach his systems. The way the Panthers have just picked up from the playoffs to the regular season this year and playing that defensive style of hockey, that's what's impressed me the most, because you can tell this is a team that knows that's what's going to make us successful. Yeah, we might lose a game or two here and there, but whatever. This is going to help us in the postseason. This team isn't worried about making the playoffs. They don't care where they start. They don't care what seed they are. That, to me, is the right frame of mind to have. Tampa Bay's had it for years. They don't care. Are we home for game one? No, we're in Toronto? Okay, fine. Just tell us when and where. That's the attitude the Panthers have. They're playing that great defensive style of hockey. It's an 82-game season, like you said. There are a couple games where they lapse and they do some things that drive Paul Maurice crazy, but they pick it right up again the next game. They're great coming off a loss. You look at Reinhardt, he's been impressive. I think we talked at the beginning of the season about all the defensemen that Florida got, with Ekblad and Montour having to miss the season. Those guys coming back a month early was impressive. But the new guys, Nico Mikkola, Dmitry Kulikov, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, terrific pickup for the Panthers, a bargain basement deal for them, $2.2 million contract, 1 year, prove it. He's proven it. So Florida's defensemen have been good.
Now, Uvis Bolinskis, and Paul Maurice has said, even though he's with Charlotte, has said that they believe they have eight guys that can slide right in and play in the league right now.
Yeah, he'll be back. I mean, Uvis Bolinskis, yes, absolutely. I forgot.
And a good story, too.
What a terrific story. What a great find. He makes the team out of camp and makes his NHL debut. Just a terrific and just a great guy. And look like an NHL player from the minute he stepped on the ice. For a guy that played his entire career in Europe, his adjustment level was off, you know, was great. So anyway, a lot of good things from the Panthers in these first 35 games as we head towards, you know, the midway point. They're in good shape, and they've beaten some good teams. They've beaten some bad teams. They've lost. Yeah, they've, you know, whatever. But they always seem to, they're all right. They're good.
Anything else across the league as far as storylines that have caught your attention, whether it's maybe just the Atlantic Division being as competitive as we believed it would be from the outset? I think a lot of people thought it's going to be the most competitive division. I think you could make the case that it is the most competitive division. The Eastern Conference being as loaded as it is. Anything that's caught your attention, you know, as far as being an observer of the game?
I think that, you know, the Vancouver Canucks coming up and playing the way they did and, you know, taking over the West, and you know, that's been a really bad hockey team for the past couple years. And now you look at Vancouver, and every night, you know, they're really showing out. I've been very impressed with Vancouver. I think a lot of people have. Just a really nice job there, and that's one of the big surprises for me is Vancouver.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider. George, thanks for taking some time out from your morning. It wouldn't be a segment on the Panthers Insider show if we didn't ask you what kind of cereal you had here for breakfast. So what's been the flavor lately for you for cereal?
I've been going with the Cheerios. The Cheerios and the unsweetened vanilla almond milk.
You can't go wrong with either.
Like,
you can't go wrong with either.
It's quite tasty. The vanilla goes really good with the Cheerios, and it's non-sweetened. I mean, it you know, it's good for you.
Part of a complete breakfast. Florida Panthers hockey is good for you. Consume it in mass quantities. We hope to see you out at Amerant Bank Arena tonight, 7 o'clock. George, where can everybody find you and your stuff?
Well, come on over to FloridaHockeyNow.com, where you can check out my writing, Colby's writing. Alan Greenberg joins us now on Twitter, at George Richards. Check out the YouTube page, the Florida Hockey Now YouTube page, where last night you joined me for the FHN Panther postgame. So, yeah, come on over. We got a lot going on at Florida Hockey Now.
Check it out now. That's George Richards, kind enough to join us from Florida Hockey Now from NHL.com. George, thanks very much, and we'll see you out there at the arena very soon.
Thank you, sir.
Richards from Florida Hockey Now, NHL.com, kind enough to stop by and chat with us. Great to hear from him. Lots of perspective there on what the last week has looked like, the first half of the season, on last night's game, tonight's game, and tonight it's the Panthers and the Canadiens. Panthers rounding out a homestand. Hope to see you out at Amerant Bank Arena, 7 o'clock face-off. We'll have you covered, beginning with Panthers preview on the radio network, beginning at 6:30 p.m. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com to get your tickets. We're going to step aside one last time here on Panthers Insider. We'll come back, talk about what's going on across the rest of the league today. Preview tonight's game with Montreal a little bit. Lots more to get to. Coming up on the end of this edition, though, Doug Plagan's with you. Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. It's Panthers Insider on a Saturday morning right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
It's time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagan's here with you. Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. A happy new year to everybody. The Panthers playing their final game of the 2023 calendar year tonight. And what a calendar year it's been. Panthers got to the Cup Final back in the spring, and they're putting together another really nice season as we speak. The Panthers going into tonight's game against Montreal, 21-12-2, 44 points, 2 points back of division-leading Boston. Of course, the Bruins have played two fewer games, so the Panthers, a little bit of ground to make up there, but they put themselves in a great spot. Certainly not an insurmountable task there, with the Panthers playing some great hockey, looking for a fourth straight win. Other action across the league on this Saturday, you've got the Wild and the Jets in Winnipeg, an afternoon game. The Blue Jackets heading into Buffalo for an early evening affair, 5 o'clock Eastern. 7 o'clock Eastern starts the Devils visiting Boston, St. Louis at Pittsburgh. The Rangers, second game in as many nights, they'll head into Tampa for a game against the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. Carolina at Toronto, Nashville at Washington, and 10 o'clock Eastern, it's the Edmonton Oilers visiting the LA Kings. So that's the action across the National Hockey League on your Saturday, a busy Saturday as usual across the NHL. So that's going to do it for us. Big thanks, George Richards, for stopping by. Big thanks to Marcos Gonzalez for great work, as always, on the other side of the glass. And big thanks to all of you for tuning in. Panthers and the Canadiens tonight, 7 o'clock face-off, 6:30 Panthers preview across the radio network and on the Panthers app. Again, I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks again for being with us. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagan's here with you. Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. A happy new year to everybody. The Panthers playing their final game of the 2023 calendar year tonight. And what a calendar year it's been. Panthers got to the Cup Final back in the spring, and they're putting together another really nice season as we speak. The Panthers going into tonight's game against Montreal, 21-12-2, 44 points, 2 points back of division-leading Boston. Of course, the Bruins have played two fewer games, so the Panthers, a little bit of ground to make up there, but they put themselves in a great spot. Certainly not an insurmountable task there, with the Panthers playing some great hockey, looking for a fourth straight win. Other action across the league on this Saturday, you've got the Wild and the Jets in Winnipeg, an afternoon game. The Blue Jackets heading into Buffalo for an early evening affair, 5 o'clock Eastern. 7 o'clock Eastern starts the Devils visiting Boston, St. Louis at Pittsburgh. The Rangers, second game in as many nights, they'll head into Tampa for a game against the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. Carolina at Toronto, Nashville at Washington, and 10 o'clock Eastern, it's the Edmonton Oilers visiting the LA Kings. So that's the action.
action across the National Hockey League on your Saturday. A busy Saturday, as usual, across the NHL. So that's going to do it for us. Big thanks, George Richards, for stopping by. Big thanks to Marcos Gonzalez for great work, as always, on the other side of the glass. And big thanks to all of you for tuning in. Panthers and the Canadiens tonight, 7 o'clock face-off, 6:30 Panthers preview across the radio network and on the Panthers app. Again, I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks again for being with us. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.